This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah instructs for establishment of well-equipped burn treatment centers in all seven provinces. Three people killed in separate landslides as monsoon rain intensifies, DHM warns of flash floods and landslides. Traffic restricted on Makwanpur highways amid landslide risk, authorities urge public to avoid unnecessary travel as monsoon rain continues. And US and Iran report fresh military actions as regional tensions escalate. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has instructed to immediately forward the plan for the establishment of a well-equipped burn treatment center in all seven provinces. During the meeting with vice chancellors of various health science institutes convened at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, Prime Minister Shah issued directives to forward the necessary plan to upgrade burn wards in major government hospitals. He suggested necessary cooperation between the provinces and concerned health institutes to ensure arrangements for quality treatment services to burn patients with critical injuries on time, stating that quality, effective and citizen-friendly health services is on top priority of the government. The Prime Minister drew the attention of the bodies concerned towards cleanliness, improvement in service delivery, use of digital technology and effective implementation of good governance in hospitals. At least three people have died in separate landslide incidents as continuous monsoon rain has heightened the risk of floods and landslides across Nepal. Two people were killed in Sani Triveni rural municipality of Kalikot after a landslide buried a traditional water mill, while a 60-year-old woman died in Jajarkot when a landslide swept away a temporary shelter housing earthquake survivors. Two other family members were rescued safely. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has warned of possible flash floods in small river over the next 3 days and urged public living along riverbanks, including in Kathmandu Valley, to remain alert. Heavy rainfall is forecast in many hilly districts of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, with moderate to heavy rain also expected in parts of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. Meteorologists say the country is currently under an active monsoon system, with intermittent heavy rainfall likely to continue. Hydrologists have also warned of a high risk of sudden flooding in Kathmandu, Bhaktapur, Lalitpur and nearby districts. Meanwhile, the Bagmati River along the Sarlahi-Rautahat border reached its highest level of the year on Monday before receding later in the day. Although the river remained below the danger level, authorities have asked residents in low-lying areas to stay alert. Security agencies have been placed on standby for possible flood and rescue operations. Authorities have imposed traffic restrictions and urged public to avoid unnecessary travel as continuous rainfall has increased the risk of floods and landslides. In Makwanpur, all vehicles travelling between Hetauda and Kathmandu via the Tribhuvan Highway and Kanti Highway have been barred from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. due to the risk of landslides. Similarly, in Chitwan, the district administration office has advised the public to avoid non-essential travel, particularly along the Narayangarh, Mugling and Prithvi highways. Security agencies and other concerned authorities have been placed on standby with equipment for possible rescue and road clearance operations. The District Disaster Management Committee has also identified Tween Khola and Seti Dobhan as high-risk landslide areas and urged people living near rivers to remain alert. A massive flood in the Kimrung River has damaged the under-construction 42-megawatt Upper Modi A hydropower project in Annapurna Rural Municipality 11 of Kaski. The flood swept through the project site, damaging a concrete batching plant, crusher plant, construction materials and sections of the access road. A suspension bridge over the Kimrung River was also washed away. Police have preliminarily estimated the damage at around Rs. 10 million. The hydropower project has been under construction for nearly 2 years. Arjun Ghimire has been appointed as the chairperson of Nepal Telecommunications Authority NTA and Umesh Shrestha as the chair of Press Council Nepal. They were appointed as per the decision of the Council of Ministers on the 8th of July. The newly appointed chairs received their appointment letters from Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmalsinha yesterday. After presenting the appointment letters, Communication Minister Dr. Timmalsinha congratulated the newly appointed chairs of both the organizations who were selected through a competitive process and directed them to work in a result-oriented manner. He said that the role of the Press Council will be important in making the media sector more responsible, dignified and effective. He stated that old laws are being revised and informed that discussions on the draft of the Media Council Bill and the Mass Media Bill have already progressed. The Ministry of Education and Sports has distributed educational and sports materials to students living at holding centres for landless settlers in Kharipati and Bode of Bhaktapur. Government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports, Susmit Pokhrel, handed over school bags, stationery and sports equipment to 39 students residing at two centres. He said the government is committed to protecting every child's right to education and assured that all necessary coordination is being carried out to ensure the health, safety and overall welfare of families living in the holding centres. Bus services for students living at the holding centres are set to begin from today to facilitate their commute to school. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Department of Passports has started passport services from yesterday through the new passport production and management system. The department under the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has completed the country's largest data migration in history and started operating passport services. The department has said the passport details of about 10 million Nepali citizens have been safely transferred to the new system. After implementing such a large-scale information technology system, it is natural to see some technical challenges, system slowness and minor delays in passport issuance in the initial days, according to the department. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Tensions between the United States and Iran have escalated with both sides reporting fresh military actions. The Al Jazeera has quoted the Iranian state and local media as reporting explosions in several areas including Kis Island, Qasem Island, Bashar and Bandar Abbas following what they said were new U.S. attacks. Iran meanwhile said it had targeted U.S. military sites in Kuwait and an American vessel in the region. U.S. President Donald Trump said Washington would reinstate a blockade on Iranian ports and take control of security in the Strait of Hormuz with a proposed 20% transit fee for commercial shipping. Separately, the United Arab Emirates UAE said two of its oil tankers were hit by Iranian missiles in the Strait of Hormuz, leaving one crew member dead and several others injured. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed responsibility, saying it had struck two offending oil tankers. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally to mostly cloudy weather across the country today. Light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely in many parts of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at some places in Madhes, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. Light rain and snowfall are also possible in the high Himalayan regions. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall is likely at a few places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at isolated places in the Tarai of these provinces and the hilly region of Lumbini province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah instructs for establishment of well-equipped burn treatment centers in all seven provinces. Three people killed in separate landslides as monsoon rain intensifies. DHM warns of flash flood and landslides. Traffic restricted on Makwanpur highways amid landslide risk. Authorities urge public to avoid unnecessary travel as monsoon rain continues. And US and Iran report fresh military action as regional tensions escalate. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.